Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Andrea Nelson, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Andrea was reporting all afternoon from the Sandbox Party Convention, live from Breslin Center, Michigan State University campus. And besides all the kids there, they were the stars of the show. And besides the political leaders there who gave messages, there were some business leaders in attendance, and they felt it was very important to be there. One of them, our next guest, David Mengebir, the president of Consumers Energy Foundation. Hello, David. How are you?
Hi, Jack.
Why was it important for Consumers Energy to be involved in today's convention?
Well, our sort of role in this was talking about the importance of investing in early childhood development and education programs here in the state of Michigan. Yeah, Consumers Energy Foundation has made a significant investment in this area over the last couple of years, so very much in sync with the Early Childhood Investment Corporation's mission and vision for the state of really preparing our youth for supporting Michigan's future.
You know, when you think about the investment aspect of this, David, it reminds me of that old commercial for Fram oil filters. And it's, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Exactly.
And a lot of times people think, you know, we just don't have the money in the budget. I'm sorry. We'll have to get to that when we can get to that. By the time you can get to that, it's already gotten you.
Right. Well, if there was ever an open and shut case for investing in something, I think it's in early childhood development education programs. And the research is very clear. If you're involved in kids from the time they're born until they're 6 years old, before they enter K through 12 schools, you help them with reading, either teach them to read or read to them, help them with social interaction skills, help them with ready-to-learn skills. It has an incredible impact when they finally get to kindergarten into grade school, how much more productive and engaged and really ready to learn that they are. If we don't do that, kids really are behind the eight ball when they get into their formal education years, and in some cases they never catch up. So we see as businesses, as nonprofit organizations, as the public sector and government units, the fruits of these investments fairly early on as these kids make their way through their formal education years and then become future business leaders or government leaders or nonprofit leaders here in the state.
And one of the sandboxes focuses is for the children from birth to age five. And today Rick Snyder said it's not only that, it's not only K through 12, but one of his main points was it's preschool through 20. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that, you know, we have a lot of initiatives in the state of Michigan, like Great Start Collaborative, Success by Six, other mentoring programs that are focused on that specific age group. And one of the programs, for example, that we have been supporting financially is Imagination Library. And we've now spread that program in partnership with many other organizations through 12 counties in the state of Michigan. And what it does is it purchases books for kids that are born in the county. So the first month they're born, they get a book. They receive a book every month until they're 5 years old. So by the time they reach five, they've accumulated a library of about 60 books. And so, you know, through that process of either reading these books or having them read to them, it really enhances their reading skill levels, their literacy levels, their ready-to-learn skills as they're getting into kindergarten. And if you look at any of the research that's been done by United Way, by the community foundations, by these great collaboratives, it's all very clear. If you make those kinds of investments early on in kids, it pays enormous dividends as they make their way through their education.
Jack Ebling and Andrea Nelson here with David Mengebir, president of Consumers Energy Foundation. David, why did you and Jim Schmelter from PNC Wealth Management, what did you get that maybe some other business leaders haven't yet? Or do you find that most people in the business community now are fully aware of the importance of education and early childhood education, and maybe more supportive than sometimes the political leaders give them credit for.
Yeah, I think that the word is spreading, but, you know, it's events like the Sandbox Party, which gives, you know, the kind of visibility to early childhood development education programs and initiatives, you know, kind of the boost it needs. Because really what we want is to have business and nonprofits and government and other organizations partner with schools and organizations like United Way or the Community Foundations to support these things. You know, from consumers' energy's perspective, we're different than other businesses because we're not going anywhere. We're here right. in Michigan. We've been here for 125 years. And really, you know, this is not just because it's important from a corporate responsibility standpoint to support the families and people that, in the communities that we serve, but also it's an investment for our business because we need skilled workers in the future that we can hire to meet our employment needs, to really be out there serving customers. And we need, you know, increasingly these are kids and right. young adults that need the kind of educational skills that we're looking for.
David Mengebir, president of Consumers Energy Foundation. David, thank you for standing for Michigan's youngest learners.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show, Jack. Appreciate it.
We will be joined now, I believe, by Keith Myers. We have caught up with Keith and want to bring him in. I had a little trouble reaching him. Keith is the executive director, the Michigan Association Education of Young Children. Hello, Keith. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. Tell us what the most important aspect of today's convention was in your mind.
Well, I think it was that we had an opportunity to hear a unified voice of parents and advocates and political leaders addressing the future of young children and how we as citizens of the state must guarantee their future by investing in it today. I think that was the message that we all heard today.
And what kind of programs do you offer at your association?
We're a professional organization of around 2,800 members statewide. We provide our mission is to provide professional development opportunities for members and non-members alike, but to improve the quality of programs in licensed child care centers and registered and group homes and registered family homes by providing professional development and training to those people working in those programs. To improve their skills. We know by research that to improve the outcomes for children, we need to improve the skills of the teachers. So that's part of our mission, is to provide those opportunities.
Keith, you talked about hearing one voice today. If you're at the state capitol, when it's appropriations time, that becomes different voices.
Yes.
And not always on the same page, certainly not always understanding the importance of early childhood investment. And what message could be taken from today and presented to those who weren't here or haven't been listening?
Well, there is a population out there who is very passionate about this issue and believes, based on the research, and that this is the way. This is the basis of making a fundamental change in Michigan. That by investing in young children and preparing them to be successful in school and in life, we will establish the future of this state. That's a sound message, and that's a compelling message that it's very hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are still some who will try to argue against that, but I think the evidence is there. And we just need to keep putting that forward, that the evidence is there that mm-hmm. early childhood programs make a difference.
Keith Myers, Executive Director of the Michigan Association Education of Young Children. Keith, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Also want to thank Andrea Nelson for producing this first hour today and for reporting from Breslin Center. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
We will be back with Hour 2, and Mark Hollis, MSU Director of Athletics, will join us. We'll talk about the basketball schedules and about some other issues in Big Ten alignment coming up next on Ebling & You.